AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia's state-owned energy company, Gazprom, says a key pipeline sending natural gas to Europe will shut down for 3 days at the end of the month for routine maintenance. Germany has called recent Russian reductions of gas production a political move to sow uncertainty and push up prices amid the conflict with Ukraine. Sources tell the AP the White House is poised to announce it will provide Ukraine with nearly $800 million more in military aid, including at least a dozen Scan Eagle surveillance drones. Russian forces have made some incremental gains in the east, but they've also been put on the defensive in other regions as Ukraine ratchets up its attacks. A judge in Michigan blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the state's 1931 ban on abortion.
A person carrying a child has the right to bodily autonomy and integrity, as well as a safe doctor-patient relationship free from government interference, as they have been able to do so for nearly 50 years.
Judge Jacob Cunningham says the state of Michigan should wait for a ballot initiative in the fall seeking to enshrine abortion rights into the state constitution. Meantime, a judge in Arizona will hear arguments on the state's request to allow prosecutors to enforce a near-total ban on abortions under a law that's been blocked for nearly 50 years because of the now-overturned Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Several abortion laws have been passed in Arizona since then, and one signed this year by Governor Ducey that criminalizes performing abortions after 15 weeks. The president of Planned Parenthood Arizona said the group could provide abortions if the judge rules in their favor. What we're really looking for is clarity, she says, because we have to think about our providers.
Providers across Arizona stopped abortions after Roe v. Wade was overturned in June. Stocks fell in afternoon trading today, putting major indexes on track for losses. This is AP News. The AP has learned Prince William's conservation charity keeps its money in a bank that is one of the biggest backers of fossil fuels.
William's charity, the Royal Foundation, kept more than $1 million with JP Morgan Chase in 2021 and still invests with the corporation today. The charity also places more than half of its investments in a fund that has shares in large food companies that buy palm oil from companies linked to deforestation. The Royal Foundation did not dispute the investments when contacted by the AP. It comes at a time when scientists are repeatedly warning the world to shift away from fossil fuels to avoid more and increasingly intense extreme weather events. I'm Karen Chamas.
Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol early today near Atlanta. It was the second arrest in as many years for Ozuna. Charges were dropped last year, accusing him of attacking his wife. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.